In America, a movement of people called preppers are doing all they can to make sure they survive global disaster. We take a look at three prepper communities who are gearing up for uncertain futures, with concerns ranging from civil unrest and nuclear war to climate change and natural disasters. Some have bunkers to escape to, others have isolated themselves from society. We explore the reasons why they're going to such lengths to protect themselves and ask, should we be following their lead? There was a long pause and a long silence. The spider, who happened to be a female spider, opened her mouth and ran a long black tongue delicately over her lips. "Aren't you hungry?" she said suddenly, leaning forward and addressing herself to James. Poor James was backed against the far wall, shivering with fright, much too terrified to answer.
"What's the matter with you?"
the old green grasshopper said.
"You look ill."
"He looks as though he's going to faint any second," the centipede said.
"Oh my God, the poor thing," cried the ladybug. "I do believe he thinks it's him that we're wanting to eat."
There was a roar of laughter from all sides.